Oh, so
you don't use it, so. It's what?
It's a foolish word.
It's a foolish word, Colin.
Fair in the middle, isn't it?
You don't know what fair in the middle got started, do you?
No.
That's a bunch of people who butchered. Oh, you all know that. You butchered with your husband.
Yeah.
The middling part, you know what the middling is?
Yeah.
Well, that's for the, you fair in the middling, you got a good side of the hog for bacon.
Okay. The middling is
isn't that the bacon, the
yeah.
side, it's called for
yeah.
baking purposes?
Yeah.
I mean the bacon. I mean bacon.
But I never heard that called as used.
You never heard it say fair in the middling?
Oh,
I've heard that.
I've never heard it.
Well, I was out in Oklahoma where I learned it. I learned it down in Tennessee.
I've never heard
okay,
it.
If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right.
What are you worried about? Don't worry about it.
That's the right word. The disease of the joints is called?
Arthritis, rheumatiz.
Yeah. Well, arthritis and what?
Rheumatiz.
Okay.
Rheumatiz.
There's a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. Children sometimes get it.
A tonsillitis?
No, more than it's no. It's a disease where children choke in the night.
Oh, who?
It's Dr. D.I.P.
Diphtheria.
That's the word. Disease that makes you turn yellow is what?
Yellow jaundice.
That's it. Okay.
Something
what's that when you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Right. And whenever you get tonsils taken out, you call it the what?
Tonsil.
You get an appendectomy when your appendix taken out.
Yeah.
And tonsillectomy?
Yeah.
But what is it when you get a growth cut off your head? It's a haircut. I threw that in for free. It wasn't in here. Okay, if he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you say he had to
vomit.
Do what?
He had to vomit.
I've heard that said vomit. Lots of people. You said it right. I've heard more people say he had to vomit. Hit a vomit. But you said vomit, and that's the way it's right. Of course, that's expected. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence and doing what?
Vomiting.
Right. You would say he's thrown up?
That's good.
Would you hear that much?
I have heard said it lots here.
Yeah. Okay, if a person vomited, he was sick where?
In his stomach.
Right. And she's hardly got the news. When she came right over, what?
She told me.
Yeah.
She'd come over and tell me.
The what? The news. She'd come over and tell me?
Tell me the news.
All right.
She'd heard.
And if you invited somebody to come and see you this evening, you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come. So you say, now if you don't come, I
will really be disappointed.
Right. And if you're going to be disappointed, if he won't come, you say, I blank be disappointed if he
does come.
And right. And if he doesn't come, I
gonna be mad.
Okay. And we shall be, if you both are going to be glad to see me, you say we blank be glad to see you.
We sure would be glad to see you.
Are any other word besides glad?
Proud.
Right.
Be proud to see
you. Do you use that word?
Yeah.
Be proud to see you. Right, okay. Glad and proud kind of used together.
Yeah. Not much.
If you do that again, I'll blank you.
Thank you, good.
Spank, don't you say? Yes, and if you do that again, I'm going to have to.
Thank you, good.
And, okay, if a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is blank.
He's getting serious about it.
Getting serious, and he hasn't even asked her for a date, though. When he starts dating her, what is he doing?
Well,
what's the older word when a fellow is interested in a girl? You say he's doing what?
Courting.
Right. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say he's blank.
He's really struck on her.
Right. And what do they call him? He is her
boyfriend.
Okay. In that case, he is her. Any other terms that you have besides that?
Steady beau.
What does she call him?
She calls him her boyfriend.